Okay, intro. We just talking love and relationships like you know we do. We're keeping it real live and uncut and candid. I have a special guest in here, a friend of mine, since back in middle school. Just now we're grown, discussing some things. Hopefully y'all can take something from it and learn something. So you were saying about the people don't have relationships.
People have relationships like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
And why not? Like, what's the difference? What would you say is the difference?
Situations don't change. Like, everybody's trying to be independent. Ain't nobody trying to be a team no more.
Right. That's true. People don't know how to be a team. It's all about I. Me, and all the shit. I mean, that's from what I see. Like, I just sit back and I think about, like, the current relationship that I'm in, or I'm dealing with. It's like, sometimes it's very much of, you're not thinking about the both of us, you're just thinking about yourself, you know? When the certain decisions that you make, and you know what I mean?
Well, the problem is you start thinking about another motherfucker more than they thinking about you.
Yeah.
And then you lose aspect of what the fuck you had going on.
There's an ashtray right there.
Now you gotta start over.
Okay. Podcast killer. That's the intro. Podcast killer. Now, I can just cut that other part out anyway. But nonetheless, oh no, you were saying something else earlier too about the side chicks. How you don't supposed to treat your main chick fucked up if you gonna have side chicks.
You don't treat your main chick like a side chick. You don't treat your side chick like your main chick. That's where motherfuckers get confused at.
I know. I've experienced that too.
Motherfuckers nicer to their side chick than they is to their main chick.
Then she not your main chick. Like, I experienced where I told you how my boyfriend brought the other bitch through. And, nigga, he found both of them coming up with a lie to tell me. And I'm like, nigga, what the fuck wrong with you? You supposed to, me and you supposed to be the one to come up with a lie to tell this bitch. The fuck? I'm like, you got the game backwards. And you know, you're trying to make, you know, like, defending her and then make a, you know, make me the butt of the joke. Like, what the, that shit backwards. What the fuck?
I say, motherfuckers get their side bitch confused with their main, but and me personally. I live on the north side. I wanna fuck with a bitch that live on the north side or the east side. My side bitch live on the south side or the west side, nigga. Simply out of respect for my main chick.
Right. You feel me? And for me, to be honest with you, to be completely honest with you, I always feel like the nigga probably done fucked with somebody or talked to somebody in my neighborhood.
Man, this is Atlanta, bro. This is Atlanta. Everybody fuck with somebody. It's just about the respect factor.
That's what I'm saying.
I gotta run into this motherfucker.
This or that's what I'm saying. That was always my thing. Like, just even if you do fuck with a bitch in my neighborhood, let me know so I'm not the one walking around saying hey to the bitch, telling her hair cute and shit, and she fucking my neighbor.
Why I fuck with a bitch in the neighborhood? I ain't never seen a dog shit and eat in the same spot.
Well, hell, exactly.
I ain't never seen a dog piss on a tree then eat under
the bark.
Tree.
No, I'm playing. Eat underneath the tree, right? Well, I don't know if that's some shit he needs to learn. So that's why I'm kind of like, you know. I don't know if I'm even, I really don't know about that because that's not something I'm willing to deal with. It was like, with him and I, when I first got down here, and you even said it yourself, that my vibration had risen. I was like, my vibration was high. And I was attracting a certain type of man. You understand? And that was the man that was opening the door for me. Da 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 da.
You attracted a needy nigga because you needed a nigga.
What did you talk about? That is not true, because that's not true.
A needy nigga, because you needed a nigga.
I didn't need nobody at that point in time.
Get sensitive now.
When I first got down here, I didn't have that feeling. I didn't carry that vibration.
Nobody had that feeling until they came to Atlanta, and then you came to Atlanta during the wintertime, and it was COVID going on.
Okay.
So motherfucker was stuck in the house, and don't nobody want to be stuck in the house by themselves.
Who was I actually?
Stuck in the house.
Well, I wasn't in the house. I was in the hotel. and I was with, no, actually I had moved over here by then, but I was with Emmanuel at the time, you know, and I was content with him because he let me do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. And he still loved me for me, you know?
What female wants to actually be with a nigga that lets them do what they want to?
Me.
Nah.
No, that's real. That shit. But you know what? Maybe you're right about that because my current dude did come in and swoop down on the, you know what I'm saying? Scoop me from up underneath the nigga. Now, it's only because he wasn't doing the things that he did in the beginning to make me fall for him. So he stopped doing that shit. Emmanuel did. And then still wasn't doing right. And then had a medical condition on top of that I had to deal with. That shit, and I'm like, you got this medical condition and you ain't acting right? Oh, hell no.
So you proved my point. You came to the line of needing a nigga and you ended up finding that nigga as a nigga.
I don't subscribe to that. So we can agree to disagree on that because all of them came to me. They approached me.
Of course.
I didn't go searching
that's
for them.
That's how energy works. That's how energy works.
Okay, well, maybe I can agree with that part. That's how the energy works. And maybe I did carry that vibration. But I know my vibration had risen from that of neediness. Cool. And that of desperation. Like,
and now your vibration has changed because you second-guessing your relationship.
I am because I know there are certain things that I don't want in a relationship
that's what I feel like love is. You may not see your mama or your grandma or your favorite auntie in a long time.
Or even your best friend.
But you don't cheat on that motherfucker because you really love him. But if a motherfucker leave your sight and you can forget about that motherfucker, it wasn't love, it was lust.
Okay, so check this one out. Because I can't say nothing to incriminate myself, but you know what I've discussed with you off air. Now, at no moment did he leave my mind or left my heart or my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Like, the for me, the love was always there. Because, you know, I'll just put it this way, not connecting one with the other, but sex and love are two different things, completely different. You know, if you can have the love and the sex at the same time, then that's great.
Sex and love are the same thing.
No, to me, not.
Sex is a feeling and love is a feeling.
It's so they're more like,
but they're still feelings.
So? I mean, okay, so they're two feelings.
They're the same,
man. No, I wouldn't say so. I wouldn't agree with that.
They're both, if you put it in a category, if you categorize it as a sense, you got touch, smell, taste, and feel.
Okay.
Love is a feeling.
Okay. Sex is a
feeling.
Okay. That part
you don't taste
on a
sex.
Mundane.
You don't taste sex.
Yeah,
you don't
I taste
sex.
My sex. I taste my sex. I hear my sex. I smell my sex.
This is late night conversation, right?
It is. It's late night.
But look.
This is the type of sex we have. I mean, this is the type of this is the type of conversation we have on here. But no, but
you trying to run away from them. They both feelings.
Okay. They're both feelings. But on a mundane level, yes. For me, I don't equate the two. Now, I can use sex as a physical representation of how I feel about you.
You don't equate the two, but you can.
And that's the only way I don't equate the two.
You ain't never had sex with a motherfucker and they tell you that they love you? Or you ever tell a motherfucker you love them?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know that motherfucker's last name, but the sex so good that you tell a motherfucker, like, God damn, bitch, I love you. Man, I love this shit.
I mean,
shit.
You know what?
I love this ass.
Shit.
Man, I love this pussy.
But you know what? The thing about
same
this
feeling, because it's a feeling. That's why.
But the feelings are different. There's certain chemicals. Well, you know what? You might be right. Because I had a whole episode about this. Like, the actual science behind love was like, how long does it take to fall in love and all these things. And so that is definitely a thing, because for females, the sex actually does orgasming, does release certain what they call the love chemical from a female, and which is like a hormone that is released. So that's why they say females have fall in love faster.
I fuck a female mind before I fuck the flesh. Anybody can fuck the flesh. But you gotta get into a motherfucker's head if you really wanna get a motherfucker.
That's true. I mean, you definitely got to leave something that they can hold on to when they, when you're gone or when you're not around. But
ain't nothing to hold on to. It's going in depth into knowing who they are and them knowing who you are. I say my little Florida chick. This bitch tell me she going back reading Texas from 3 months ago.
Reading what? Texas?
Yeah, Texas went in her head 3 months ago. Why? Because I'm in her head.
Yeah, because you're in her head.
No, after I hit it with the dick, yeah. And now I really got it. But first, I was in the head.
Damn, huh?
Yeah, you looking for shit?
Oh, I was looking for the now later. Did I eat all of them? I don't like the banana one. But, so, you were talking about, for me personally, I don't equate the two. Because I can have sex with somebody and not love them. I can have sex with a person that I do love. So, you know, even if there was no sex, I can still love a person, you know?
What's your best sex with somebody say it you love? What's your best sex with somebody you love or you don't love?
I mean, everybody know the answer to that. Sex ain't better than love.
Okay, what's your best fuck?
There is a difference.
Your best fuck ain't your best, the one you love the most. Not all the time.
Because you're lucky. That's what I'm saying. Like, you might, like, because they don't equate to one another and they're not the same. You can love somebody and it not be the best sex.
It's both still a feeling, though.
Okay, we're past
what the feeling that you're going to get more.
We're past that part.
You think a bitch meet a nigga and she satisfied being the side bitch for years?
No, that's, I don't know. That's a whole nother
topic. Instead of being the main motherfucker, bitch. Because she realized sex and love is a feeling. She can't get love. So she's going to go with the best sex she can get.
I wouldn't.
And she making fuse that in her head is love.
The thing about it is sometimes the feelings of love is what makes the sex good. Because I've been in love with a motherfucker, and just the way I feel about him is what made the sex good. Mm-hmm. As soon as I lost those feelings for them, the sex wasn't even good no more. I didn't even want to have sex with them no more.
I fuck new pussy better than I fuck old pussy.
What is the old pussy? Is that like new, like newness, mm-hmm, is what you're talking about?
You gotta fuck good pussy, new pussy better than you fuck old pussy. Because if you don't fuck good pussy good, it will never become old pussy.
Think about it. Well,
but in this day and age, man, ain't nobody think about love no more.
Okay, good. You brought it back around. That was perfect.
People think about their second marriage. Everybody, I know I'm 36. Everybody trying to make their second marriage work.
I ain't been married once.
Or scared of their first marriage. Nobody think about marriage no more.
No, this nigga told me. Look, this shit crazy. He was like, yeah, I'm about to marry you. You held him, you hold me down or whatever. Da, 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 woo, woo. I'm about to marry you. I'm like, okay. No, don't be bullshitting with me. Don't play with me. Da, da, woo, woo. So then he got wind from his lawyer that he might be able to get out. He might be getting out in probably within the next week or so. And I'm like, so you really ready? Are you sure you ready to get married? He was like, what you thought I was talking about? As soon as I get out? And I was like, that's what you said, motherfucker. That's what you said. He's like, nah, not right. As soon as I get out. Then that he didn't get out, obviously. Then he got wind that he might be in there for what? I think like 6 months or some shit. He gonna say, man, I'm ready to marry you right now.
Man, I see, man. That's a whole nother category. Cause
I mean, I'm not falling for
being
it.
Being a man, ain't nothing worse in this world than a needy nigga.
He's not needy, though. He's really not.
Most women need a nigga.
He's needy right now because he's locked up. But
if you hustle, what the fuck if you hustle for if you ain't got no bread saved up?
Well, a lot of motherfuckers
fall back. Where they do that at?
Obviously here in Atlanta.
Not me.
But.
And look, I got so much love when I was locked up, nigga. I left jail with $3,200, nigga. I
I mean, he did have some. See, the thing was, he did have somebody say, and it pissed me off. I was really pissed off because he gave that shit to his mom. But his mom.
You mad he gave the money to his
fuck
mom?
Fuck yeah.
You a selfish mother.
I'm a selfish bitch, if that's what you call it. Because yeah. I want the money before the mother and before the kids. And
that's a selfish motherfucker.
No, because the thing about it is, I know what I'm going to do with that shit. I know what she's going to do with that shit.
She know so, what mama going to do with this shit.
Damn right. Because I seen it. Damn motherfucking right. Spend it for her goddamn self and put it back when she's ready to, and it's gonna be short.
Maybe she's gonna give it to the church fund.
I don't give a fuck about the church.
Maybe they're trying to build a new goddamn gym.
I don't give a damn about
that. Maybe they're trying to build a new gym at the church.
Listen, maybe so, but guess what? It ain't building no gym for it ain't building up nothing for me, that nigga, or his son. That's what I'm talking about. I'm like, nigga, like, you must, this nigga don't even got no faith in me, y'all. Like, you know, people always underestimate me. They always think that. They smarter than me. Got the, you know, motherfuckers that just, you've seen how, you know, we've grown up, how that's how people always or have looked at me or whatever, but in the end, always end up surprising their ass.
Who's more smarter or more intelligent? A man with eloquent words that talks a lot or a fool that keeps his mouth quiet?
Well, that can go both ways.
The fool that keeps his mouth quiet because...
You can listen and learn.
Talking about yourself only lets people, talking to people only expose yourself.
That's true.
Sitting back, observing allows you to observe who people are.
That's true. Well, the point I'm trying to make, this knowledge is really good, by the way, is that I don't like the fact that he doesn't have no faith in me. Like, you gonna tell me. Let my mom call. Remind him. He gave a lawyer. And my phone number. And his mom's number. To keep us abreast of what was going on. Now, when it's time to run business, I'm not to run business. You know? Now, his mom does know how to put the hoity-toity voice on. You know, she definitely is very professional. And all that. But see.
What does that mean?
Hmm?
What does that mean?
Very professional.
That she knows how to work around white people.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's all professional and she knows means to me.
And she knows how to put on a white voice.
Oh.
So I mean, if you get on the phone with her, she sounds like a white woman.
So,
I swear to God.
So she's a chameleon.
Which is good.
No, that.
That's cool.
Fuck that.
But see,
hell
for me, it's more like, I'm going to speak in a way that I can, you know, convey my ideas clearly. And what is the word? Tactfully. That's not the word I'm looking for. But articulate. That's the word I'm looking for. I'll be able to articulate myself well. But I'm going to ask the questions that need to be asked. That you're going to ask. I'm already going to have them questions answered. When it comes to business like this. Because motherfuckers don't be knowing what questions to ask. They don't know what questions to ask. They don't know how to get the information that they need. But that's something I do know how to do. Trust me. When it comes to getting some information, if I need it and I want it, I'm going to get it. I'm talking about, that nigga roll up. I bet y'all know who that car registered to. You understand what I'm saying? I bet y'all know, you know, all those little small intimate details.
What it sounds like is, you fucking with the motherfuckers who always used to a female doing something for them.
Maybe, that's not
vice versa. When they gave women equal rights, it wasn't for them to take care of a man, as opposed it was for them to help a man provide for a house. So,
right,
you done took the spot of that nigga's mama.
Well, of course, every female that a man is with is taking the spot of the
hell
mama.
Hell no, nigga, fuck that.
Man, listen, I'm when it come to me,
can't nobody play my mama's spot.
Of course, your mother is your mother, and your girlfriend
and
is your girlfriend.
That's kind of incest.
No,
who the fuck with somebody with mama? They mama like that.
That's a natural
nasty
thing for men. That's a natural thing for men.
I mean, characteristic wise, but you see my mama. I can never fuck with nobody look like my mama. That's nasty.
Okay, but it's just.
That's nasty.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. It's
nasty.
A natural thing.
That's nasty.
Okay, for you, it's
hey,
nasty.
Hey,
but it's a natural thing.
Everybody, that's nasty. Ugh, that's nasty. That's what I told when a bitch walked past me. Sit down.
I guess we might need a music break at this point in time.
No, we're going back into it. Look, I'm just adding comical.
Yeah, because it is serious, right? That's good.
It is serious. But life is serious, but it's also funny at the same time because shit, you only get one life to live.
That's true. You got to take advantage of it and live the best that you can. Yeah. But what was we saying about it? Oh, the mother thing. Yes, and I don't like this shit. Me personally, that shit. I was like, I'm still kind of mad at him about that shit.
If you have to question yourself about a new motherfucker not doing what they're supposed to do, then get a new motherfucker.
Yeah, but it's not that easy. It's not that easy. It's not. For me, I can get of course I can have 1, 2, 3 niggas, different niggas every night if I want, but it's just the one that, it's like, but which one of them niggas do you really want to spend, like you said, after you nut, do you want to still talk to? Do you still want to be around? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not as easy to find. You know that just as well as I do. That it's not that easy to find. That you genuinely want to be around after you bust a nut.
I genuinely want to be around nobody, but to find somebody that genuinely wants to be around me, that's no problem. It's just Atlanta, man.
Okay, well, that part is no problem, of course, but...
You know how many women want a motherfucker who's on their shit?
Do you know how many niggas and bitches just want another body to lay next to?
Mm-hmm. And ain't nothing
that's
worse.
That's warm, you know what I'm saying?
I tell you, mm-mm. Ain't nothing mm-mm. worse than a needy nigga.
You ain't lying.
I call them bitches Anita Baker.
You're so stupid. Okay. But see that was the thing. That's probably what it was. Yeah,
motherfucker, I listened to Gladys Knight. Fuck you talking about that movie.
Is that he's not that. He wasn't, well, a little bit he was. But you know me, from the door, I always been that way. Always been the, you know, before my transition. So for me, I have to kind of find that balance because I'm used to being the masculine energy out of the relationship to where I'm paying for everything, I'm buying, you know what I'm saying? I'm used to that. I spent, you know, majority of my life doing that, but so here, I'm transitioned.
The majority of life paying for bum ass niggas.
Okay, if you want to put it like that, then yeah, go ahead. That's fine. Paying for bum ass niggas.
I'm just saying.
But
I mean, it's a lot of rich really, niggas in Atlanta.
It is, but see, I never looked for a man for his money.
Nigga ain't making no 50,000.
I always look for.
If a nigga ain't making no 50,000, he ain't trying.
Okay. But I never looked for a man for that because
you
I can
probably
make my
fuck
own
with
money.
Nigga happy getting a check right now. That nigga happy for a stimulus check, ain't he?
No, he's not that type.
That nigga looking
for
that $1,400, ain't he?
He's not that type of nigga. He's not. He's not the nigga
that
don't. He's a hustler for one thing. That's the one thing I like about him. He definitely gets to the money. That's the one thing that he does do. Now he don't. Now as far as managing it goes, as far as managing it goes. As far as managing it goes, he may not be the best in that area, but and that's what goes back to me saying to you that.
Of course, he's not managing the money right. He gave it to his mama.
Exactly, that's the point. And again, like I said, he should have been giving it to me.
His mama,
but he
his
don't
girl.
Have enough.
Nigga, if his mama, his girl, nigga, you ain't got no place in that nigga life. You just a nut. In conversation, you a buddy.
Well. Okay, well, maybe you're right, because I'm not even going to, like...
No, that's my opinion.
I mean, that's your opinion. That's fine, but I'm just...
My opinion
and maybe
is your opinion,
again,
nigga.
Maybe
you're
personal, right.
I ain't got nothing to gain for lying for it,
yeah, but you could be a little bit more tactful, because you ain't got to say hurtful things.
I mean, we on a podcast, and somebody got to be rude.
Yeah,
and somebody
got
to be nice. I'm trying to get a view, goddamn.
Well, stop chomping me the fuck off.
Ed. I ain't chomping you off.
Or him the fuck off, or whatever. I don't give a damn. Because you're right about that part. Because
I don't even know the nigga. But fuck him.
No.
I'm sure you have. Fuck you, John.
Look, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is my best friend.
This is my part of you.
Huh?
Man, well, yeah, man. What's your name?
It's the same.
Selena, she's going through some shit over here, man, but she's going to get through it, man. We're going to come back on the next round. Y'all let us know what y'all want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. I really wouldn't mind having, like, some callers to call in. I think that'd be cool. But maybe not this time, but... What's this? What's this? 6, 7, 8, 10. Oh.
It's not 6, all right?
It's 6 o'clock? No, that's 9:05.
I'm at work. I'm looking at the clock.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate to keep harping on that shit, but that shit pissed me off. Just because he didn't want me to look in his phone. Nigga, anything you think I don't know that you're doing, I know what you're doing. And then they, you understand what I'm saying? Like, so please, anything, and really, to be honest with you, I was really willing to kind of nix everything off that may have happened in the past, you know, for, you know.
I realize, women really do want honesty.
That's all it takes, my nigga.
You may hurt them, but
they would prefer.
Hurts a female worse than finding out a lie.
Yeah. Cause it's about the deception, like you know what I'm saying. That's what it's more about than anything. Cause like, nigga, you think I don't know that if you take in my car, that there's a possibility that you might stop by and fuck off one of your little hoes that you've been waiting to fuck off for. You know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying?
Who like takes a nigga car and go fuck a hoe?
Niggas do. That's what niggas do.
They got Lyft out here.
Okay, well,
yeah, $50 hotel.
But
man,
that might not be why you taking the car out specifically.
You don't pay for the bitch. You pay for the whole lady.
That's right. I agree.
Do that shit.
Yeah, but again, like I said, you're not taking the car to go specifically do that. But that might be en route to your destination. You know, or that might, you know what I mean? But nevertheless, the point I'm trying to make is I would already gave that thought. I've already put that shit into consideration. I don't give a damn. But like you said, it's about the respect. Because everybody's probably going to cheat. I haven't met a motherfucker yet that don't cheat and hasn't cheated. Especially, I mean, when it comes to niggas. When it comes to men.
Why do they cheat just as much as men?
Well, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about
the men. How the fuck men cheat unless some bitches is fucking?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I grew up in Atlanta. I remember these hoes in the club.
Y'all, we talking about y'all, motherfuckers, because y'all is hoes. Y'all the old hoes.
I'm not surprised these bitches got kids. Nigga. I'm surprised they ain't got more.
Okay.
Y'all lucky they didn't stop abortion 10 years ago. Nigga, we all be fucked, nigga.
Shit.
We all have about 4 or 5 more kids than we had right now. Shit.
Well, yeah, I'm just annoyed with that shit. That shit, because he would have money. He literally was talking about just take the car, you know, you gotta pay your bills, pay this, da-da, you need food, da-da, whatever. But he's gonna say, nah, I'm just gonna let my mom pick it up because he worried about what I'm gonna see in the phone. That shit just hurt me. But nevertheless, I'm done talking about this shit.
The nigga, I've been locked up a few times. When you get locked up, they let you go through your phone. You fuck with a stupid nigga. Because if he was smart enough, he just would have changed his fucking password and then allowed you to pick up his property. And you would have been sitting there playing on the password until the motherfucker completely locked on your ass, and then he would have had to open it himself.
Well, that is what happened with the iPad. And I broke back in.
Why even lie about it, man?
Exactly. Like, if you got it, why you can't just... Because they care about your feelings, so they say. You care about my feelings, so you want to lie. Well, that's what I'm going to do. Because out of all the dirt that I did, and I'm just saying, and my dirt might be just something as simple as not picking up the phone on purpose, but I'm not telling on myself, and that's one thing I learned from a Sagittarius, honey.
Unfortunately, we in Georgia, and we surrounded by red clay.
And what that mean?
Everybody got dirt on.
Okay, that's right, but guess what?
Everybody got dirt on.
They probably do, but only thing I'm gonna do is deny. Where's the glove? If it don't fit,
shit.
Quit. You got to acquit. Yeah. So therefore, I'm.
You got to deny shit. I
am.
I know they want to know, but I tell a motherfucker quit. A motherfucker don't cheat unless you give a motherfucker a reason.
That's not true.
Look, if you get with a motherfucker and you totally committed to that motherfucker when you first get with him, mm-hmm. and then something happened where you start creeping. Clearly the motherfucker started doing something different.
Yeah.
Now, if you can't point it out, if they can't point it out, it's clearly in the air. Some change.
Yeah.
But like I said, love and sex is a feeling. So, feelings change.
Mm-hmm.
I know some chicks that use the, like, they right titty sucked on. And now they like they left Teddy Player with.
Yeah, I know. Remember, I didn't even like
Head. Shit changed.
But I love Head now, shit. I used to not like it. I used to be like, stop. But nowadays, please. That's part, that definitely got to be part of the session. Because if it's not, you're next. Okay, so School of Fish. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah, it's Atlanta now. We got 5 million people that around here, man.
And a half of them is dirt bags. No.
More than half of
them. Yeah, I would say probably. That don't matter. It's just, I don't know. But I damn sure know that I know what I like doing. And I do what I like to do. And anyway, all right, we're going to get up off of here. I mean, is there anything, any last closing words you wanted to say to these people?
Live life. Don't let life live you.
Or outlive you, shit. Fuck.
Ditto.
Okay. All right, y'all. Hasta luego. Hasta próxima.